Sadness is part of the human experience, but for centuries there has been vast disagreement over exactly what it is and what, if anything, to do about it. In its simplest terms, sadness is often thought of as the natural reaction to a difficult situation. You feel sad when a friend moves away, or when a pet dies. When a friend says, "I'm sad," you often respond by asking, "What happened?" But your assumption that sadness has an external cause outside the self is a relatively new idea. Ancient Greek doctors didn't view sadness that way. They believed it was a dark fluid inside the body. According to their humoral system, the human body and soul were controlled by four fluids, known as humors, and their balance directly influenced a person's health and temperament. Melancholia comes from melaina chole, the word for black bile, the humor believed to cause sadness. By changing your diet and through medical practices, you could bring your humors into balance. Even though we now know much more about the systems that govern the human body, these Greek ideas about sadness resonate with current views not on the sadness we all occasionally feel, but on clinical depression. Doctors believe that certain kinds of long-term, unexplained emotional states are at least partially related to brain chemistry, the balance of various chemicals present inside the brain.